Hey, it's Bill from Ozorn, and you are watching CMS TV.
So I have something for you to watch, actually, if you haven't watched it yet.
Okay. What would that be?
You do the HBO Max or whatever it's called now, right? Yeah, just Max.
Yeah, because I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's right. Yeah.
How about Larry eating box last week? Huh?
I have not seen the current episode. I'm a week behind. Don't tell me. But there is a special that, and you may not relate to it, but I think you would enjoy in the sickest way. I'll use the word enjoy. This special anyway. It just debuted, I think, during the week. It's called Quiet on the Set.
Okay.
It's a four-part documentary about the Nickelodeon back in the heyday of Nickelodeon.
I heard about it. I read there's a big brouhaha about it. I didn't read the controversy. All I saw was people were all upset about it for some reason. Yeah. But I didn't read the reason or who's upset or why people were upset.
Well, it's pretty obvious when you watch it. So in the 90s, and I, you know, this was when my kids were literally of that age. So it was especially telling to me. But they had Nickelodeon. When Nickelodeon exploded, it was all based on the work of one writer guy named Dan Schneider, not the guy that owns the Redskins. Okay. In fact, I'll tell you who he was. You might remember this. You remember that show in the 80s called Head of the Class?
Yes.
With Howard Hessman, and he was a teacher. He went from being Dr. Johnny Fever to a teacher.
Right.
Remember the fat kid on that?
I wasn't an avid watcher. I just remember the show being in existence.
Okay. Well, there was a fat kid. It was one of them Party of Five type shows where it's like five students that and the teacher.
It was Welcome Back, Kotter.
Pretty much. Yeah, it really was. It was that's a good example. It was an 80s friendlier Welcome Back, Kotter.
Right.
And the fat guy was this guy, Dan Schneider. Well, he went on to write almost all of the big hits for Nickelodeon.
Okay.
And come to find out, he was a tremendous fucking perv.
Okay.
And it's weird because, dude, I was talking to my son about this today, and I was like, I watched some of these shows with my kids.
Okay.
And I just didn't pick up on how fucking filthy this shit was. But it was totally inappropriate. Like, shit, like, they had this one episode where they were trying to scare the kids, and they put one kid on a table and tied him up and covered him with peanut butter and had dogs lick the peanut butter off him and shit. Okay. And, you know, now in my mind today, seeing it on this special, I'm like, oh, yeah. They totally want the dog to lick his balls. You know, right. That's what they wanted. But in the context, because you remember, and at the time and with Nickelodeon, they had all that sliming and all that kind of shit, you know. Yeah. But you didn't put it all together. But then when you see it in context now, it's like they had one thing with Jamie Lynn Spears sitting there and they like squirted this shit in her face. So it was like a cum shot. I mean, it was fucking really
a lot of innuendo stuff.
A lot of innuendo, but then it got to where he was hiring pedophiles to work on the shows, and one of the pedophiles got arrested for, they didn't quite say exactly what he did, but one of the pedophiles was this guy, Brian, and he apparently was, I don't know, fist fucking Drake Bell in the ass or something, because I don't know. They said the way this Drake Bell put it was, whatever you think of is the worst sexual assault you could possibly imagine, multiply it by 10.
Okay.
So I'm thinking he's sticking his fist up this kid's ass or something. You know, I'm thinking
he was pulling a Jerry Sandusky.
Really was. And trading him out to like his friends and stuff. And the kids were afraid to say anything because they were afraid that they'd get kicked off of the TV shows and stuff. It was crazy. And Nickelodeon had like three different pedophiles that they hired to work with these kids.
Okay.
On all these different shows. So then this pedophile goes to jail for 14 months and gets out and goes right back into working with kids. He went right back, got a contract with Disney and was working on Disney shows with kids. It's fucked. It was really an obnoxious look at how fucking sick fucking Hollywood is.
Yeah, well, what about that other documentary about that English guy? Remember that English guy? He had TV shows.
Oh yeah, same
kind of scenario, right?
Same scenario, but this guy, this Dan Schneider, way bigger in hot. Like he became a huge. It's closer to Epstein.
Yeah, because
not Epstein. What's the other guy? Weinstein. Oh.
Yeah, Weinstein. Yeah,
it's closer to that. Jimmy Savile was the English guy.
Right.
Yeah, this is closer to Weinstein in that he was literally he wasn't
the power to be able to take advantage of people. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
And they had so many different interviews with people on this show saying, you know, like they had female, and part of this was the normal hokey crap of, well, it's female empowerment and blah, blah, and he was degrading me because I was wanting that kind of shit too, you know, which of course I don't care, but you know, it was some of that. And like he had this one hot writer and he made her bend over the desk while he pretended to fuck her while she read her fucking her writing and stuff, which I know it's probably not funny, but it was funny to me, you know, hearing her tell the story.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it was really, really, really telling. Not so much. I wasn't surprised on any level by this show, but it's really telling about what a fucking cesspool Hollywood is.
Yeah, of course.
And if anybody still is watching fucking Hollywood movies and thinking that there's anything but perversion going on in that, you are just fucking nuts.
Well, I will definitely check that out. Like I said, I saw articles popping up this week and I saw, you know, some of the headlines and, you know, people being upset about something, and I didn't stop to read any of it. I just didn't, you know, it just didn't catch my attention enough to go, what is this all about? You know?
Yeah. Probably because you don't have kids.
True.
So you would have never watched, you know, The Sweet Life or Drake and Josh or Hannah Montana or
the only thing I watched on Nickelodeon was like Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, but that wasn't him. This guy did all the live action stuff.
Yeah, the TV shows.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, I get you.
Yeah, it was quite a telling. There's one scene where they had Ariana Grande, who's famous now, and she started there. They had her holding a fucking big thick potato like this and trying to squeeze it and going, oh, I got to get the juice out of this potato and shit. I mean, it's fucking, again, I watched all these shows with my kids and I never picked up on any of this shit.
Right.
I really never picked up on any of this shit. But when you see it now, just cut and into context of this special, you're like, wow. Mm-hmm. How did I miss all this shit?
Well, because it was innocent. It was in Nickelodeon. It was kids shows. You didn't expect it.
Yeah.
You weren't looking for, you know, subversive material or anything. You thought, okay, it's a kids show, you know, kids just acting goofy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just nuts. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
You know,
so you got sucked in by it.
I really did. I watched all four parts straight through, you know, just had it play straight on through.
Can you imagine the horror that your former wife must be feeling if she was this? It's just like, they let that into my house.
Well, she's as responsible as me, because
that's
she
what
was
I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's just like, it's like this filth penetrated the walls of my house.
Yeah, the sanctity of my religious home.
Right, of course.
Yeah, it's just fucking brutal. Holy smokes. So yeah, if people are looking for something to watch, it's called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV.
All right.
It's on Max.
Give that a look-see for sure.
Yeah, it'll definitely it'll fuck your world up if you have kids that are in their 20s or 30s at this point that you let your kids watch this shit.
Yeah. You watch Nick at Night? Ooh. You're a bad person. You watch Nick at Night. It was like watching porn.
Dude, some of it really was. I mean, some of it, the shooting the wad on fucking Jamie Lynn Spears' face was definitely just a simulated cum shot. It definitely was a simulated cum shot, and nobody picked up on it. It's like, damn, how did we miss that?
Right. Yeah. All right. Very cool. Well, again, now I've got something to watch tomorrow while I'm doing laundry and doing the domestic chores.
Yeah.
Flip that. There you go. Give that a watch.
Yeah, that'll make you feel unclean and need to do laundry.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, aside from that, we talked about this a little bit on Thursday prior to reviewing the show, but I always like to support our friends and wanted to make people aware, and our good friend Sammy Lee is tuned in this evening, but apparently our good friends in the band Red Rain are going to go out and do some shows to promote their release of Don't Look Back, and they've hitched on to the Nazareth wagon, and they're going to do a handful of dates in May. So they're going to play up at the Tupelo Music Hall in Derry, Connecticut. Isn't that where it is supposed to have happened, in Derry, Connecticut?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I think it is. Okay. Then they're playing at the Queen Theater in Wilmington, Delaware on May 11th. And they're playing at the Robbins Theater, not far from you, Mr. Aiken, on the 13th of May.
Right.
And they're playing at Brown Hall in Nashville, Indiana, the home of John Mellencamp. And they're playing here in the Chicagoland area at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Illinois on Thursday, May 16th. So
will you and your girlfriend be attending?
Yes, of course. And
by girlfriend, I meant Sal.
Yeah, I know who you were making reference to. I will invite Sal to go along if he can, stay up that late on a Thursday.
Right.
But of course, I'm going to go out and support our friends. I mean, I'll take the ride out there and meet up with them and, say hello to the boys and show my support for them. So looking forward to seeing the guys again.
And, yeah, I'm gonna try and sneak out there. I'm thinking I'm gonna hit Jackal up, and me and Jackal will ride down there and check out some Red Rain on a Monday?
Yeah, it's a Monday. Yep.
Yeah, on a Monday we'll have to get out there, and I'd like to get out there and see those boys. I haven't seen them in eons.
Yeah, a couple years since the Fiori's gig, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, like 10. How many years ago was that?
That wasn't 10 years ago. That was, what, 6 years ago?
I don't know. I don't remember what year it was.
Yeah, well, it was pre-plandemic.
Makes it at least 5.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like 6 years ago.
Yeah, it's probably then.
Yeah, it's been a while. I saw them in Virginia. They opened up Verdockin during the plandemic. Dr. Pepper Theater, they were one of the very few theaters who were not afraid about the pandemic and still put on shows in the midst of that. So, it was an outdoor theater, and you know, the whole masky mask thing was going on.
Right.
None of us were wearing masks.
Right? Of course.
But yeah, I saw them. I saw them at the Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay.
So that was 3 years ago, I think. So it's been, yeah, it's been about 3 years.
Yeah. Of course, that's the last time they played any gigs, I think. So.
Yeah, I think so. Well, they played some here and there, you know, but yeah, that's the last time I got to hang out with the boys. So it'll be good to see them again.
Hell yeah. Definitely.
I like how Chip's press release there calls it the Arcadia.
Arcadia Theater?
It's Arcada. It's A-R-C-A-D-A. Arcada.
Is that, let me see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just copied it. I'll have to edit that.
You did that?
Edit that. Yeah, I did that. I wasn't paying no attention.
Okay. I wasn't paying no attention. What's
that? That
like
is a copy and paste, my friend.
All right. Well, it's not like you've ever attended a show there, so why would you?
Yeah, but I hear the name enough.
Right. So anyway, go support our friends if you're living in an area where they're playing, and go out and see the guys in Red Rain.
Yeah, get out there. Enjoy.
I'm sure we'll have Sammy or one of the guys on to talk about it, you know, before the tour. I mean, it's about 2 months away. What is this? Yeah, it's close to 2 months away.
Hey, Nazareth might not even be abandoned 2 months.
That is true. So they'll have to headline themselves. It's the Red Rain Tour, the Don't Look Back Tour.
That's right. Don't look back at those dead guys in Nazareth.
Right, exactly.
Isn't like the whole band dead?
Yeah, aside from the bassist.
That's craziness.
It is. It is. But like I said before, it's like Billy Childs, Britney Fox. I guess you could have a full Britney Fox reunion. All the guys are still alive.
Yeah.
So kind of like that, I guess. But
yeah, Billy, I guess so.
Britney Fox. Peter Agnew's Nazareth.
Peter Agnew's Nazareth. That just sounds funny all by itself.
Yeah, it's funny. But anyway, just thought I'd bring that up early in the show so people are aware of it and maybe make some plans and keep their eye out and go to one of the shows if it's in your area. So it's good to know that they're out there doing their thing. Hail and kill, call me on the air.
And you guys talking about Red Rain?
We're talking about Red Rain.
Jesus Christ, I came across a rerun show. And I know, look, I've been in bands. I know what it's like to have a great friend, and you can't really say anything bad, you know? But I got to tell you, you guys were shitting on dudes, Deano's Warhorse. I remember that. I thought it was a kick-ass video and a kick-ass song. But watching Red Rain, man, I got to tell you, dude, it was like watching a band from, like, South Park.
South Park?
You know, you had the guitar player with like big belly and a shirt tucked in and like a pirate cap on doing these little leg kicks, and the Seinfeld shirt guy and a 100-year-old guy on lead.
The puppy
and then
shirt
your
guy.
Dude is in playing drums and he's got like the backwards hat. It's like the United Nations, man. Everybody looked different, and that guitar player is cracking up though, man, doing them little porky leg kicks. And real quick, they're good dudes. I'm sure they're nice, and that, it sucks when that happens. You know, when the band looks so gay, they're really good buddies with it. But what I wanted to say is, I always say this when I call in, Chris. Fucking appreciate your service. You're a real dude, my man. I got to tell you though, re-listening to what you were talking about this. I know it's on topic. I'll be real quick. The woman dressed as a dog or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, you know, WWE in their shit years. You're overselling it, brother. If people want to do shit like that, you know, there's people that want to be diapered, and they got the bread to do it. And if they're legal, consenting age, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
I got to say that it's cool. I think it's horrible, and I'm not overselling my opinion.
I think it's cool. I don't think it's cool, man. I just think it's like, look, send somebody out there from, like, you know, elder abuse and make sure they're, like, of sound mind. And if they are, you know, let them fucking walk around you know, and you know, let their nuts drag on the ground, or this was a chick. But, you know, it's like, what about BDSM, right? That's fucking crazy. I wouldn't want to get my balls stomped on by stiletto heels. That's
right.
Probably what your friend B does, by the way, for a living.
Okay, for a living.
Don't make a living singing, I'll tell you that much. But, look, man, I'm not here to bash on your friends. I'm just saying, I just wanted to call in real quick because you guys should do like a vote thing. Deano versus Red Rain, because I literally fucking was cracking the fuck up when I saw that video. And I respect every band because I know how hard it is to be in one. You got like four wives. You're dragging your equipment upstairs late at night, putting everything away. I know the whole bit. God damn, that was fucking funny. So next time you guys watch that, and old dude's on his guitar with them little little leg chops and his fucking bandana, I fucking shit myself, dog. Anyway, much love to you both. Don't know what you're talking about right now, but I'm going to hang up and listen from SoCal. So,
hail
and kill, fuck you, pal, and hand job.
All right, there we go.
Wow.
So we got a South Park band, and we got Deano's Warhorse. We got a what was it? Was it on MTV? The grudge match.
Yeah, exactly. All I got out of that call was, we suck. I especially suck, and Red Rain sucks, and Paul Deano's the best.
Right, of course.
Got it.
All right. That's so silly.
It's all good to me. Keep listening.
Our fans are silly.
As long as he's listening, I could give a shit. Whether it's even, apparently he's not listening now, but when he hears this on Monday or Tuesday, thanks.
By the way, Sammy Lee says he loves that guy.
Oh, well, there you go.
So Sammy is not offended at your thoughts and, whatever. And I've been also informed that my friend Gail is listening to the show tonight. So hi, Gail. Glad to have you aboard.
Hello, Gail.
So there you are. Our fans are silly, though.
Yeah,
but hey, everybody's got some thoughts on things. But, you know, you need to be a little more open-minded and accepting of people's odd behaviors, Chris. You shouldn't be so harsh and judgmental.
Yeah, I need to accommodate and just accept everything as okay.
Right.
Do what you want to do, which I do accept. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I don't
freak flag fly.
and Lord knows I'm as freaky as anybody, but I don't have to pretend that I like it.
Right.
Nor am I going to. That's what opinions are about.
Or that you accept it.
Yeah. That's what opinion, that's just an opinion show.
Right.
It says on the bottom of every stupid video, this is just our opinions. Whatever
that's,
I said, which.
That's your weak way out, dude. That's just the weak way out.
Yeah. Okay. Warning fans. You know, whatever. I'm always just going to give my opinion, and you could like it or not, and it's all good. I don't care.
You don't have to listen.
You don't have to agree with me at all.
Right.
I'm fine with that.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, speaking of fans, we talked about this last week. We did that Hannah Gadsby special on Thursday. So did we top the 100 subscribers to the locals at all?
We're at 99.
We just keep eking up there. Just eking up there.
We're over if you count the couple that I let sign on PayPal, but we are at 99 on locals.
All right. Very good. Appreciate everybody who tunes in and, you know, is a subscriber on the locals. We appreciate that. Help defray some of the cost of doing such a quality show.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just posting what's being said.
All right. Woke Chris. I don't ever see that ever happening.
Yeah, somehow I doubt that's gonna happen.
Yeah. Well, we've got a diverse crowd there. Everybody's silly. Yeah. How would Eddie Trunk handle that?
Oh, you know, you're so right. I agree.
You got a point, dude.
Yeah. You know, your comments remind me about when I was working at Megaforce and I signed Ace Frehley.
There was this time when I was in charge of artist development, and I was going to sign a subversive act that they flung feces at the audience, and I thought, wow, that might not be such a good thing. And then I said, well, why don't you throw raw meat instead? And they became Wasp.
Yeah,
I'm the one who started Wasp.
I'm the one that taught Wasp to throw meat into the crowd.
So, you know,
there was this band and they had this song and it was called Pour Some Syrup on Me. And I said to them guys, I said, Joe, maybe you should just go with sugar. Syrup's a little too dirty.
Right.
And the rest is history as I made Def Leppard.
Right. Syrup is a little too sticky to be cleaning up. So I think sugar would work better.
Yeah. Syrup reminds me of the Motley Crue song Sticky Sweet. Let's not go right there.
Right. And I think people might relate sugar to cocaine.
Yes. It's
sort of like a subliminal thing. You know, pour some sugar on me, get a little cocaine on me.
That's right. Good point, Eddie. I'm changing it.
Those were all my ideas. Now, when me and Mutt Lang were in the studio working,
I said, Mutt, this is how you need to do it.
I made the suggestion.
That's right. Fucking Ed.
That guy's a nut.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, since we're going to, you know, have an abridged show this evening, and, you know, did you say you wanted to get, you know, at least three good segments?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. We're about 45 minutes in.
Yeah. We'll just,
what do you say? We break early.
Yep.
Did you say two songs are enough?
Two songs. Enough to get another cup of coffee and take a piss.
All right. Well, I will let you pick the first of the two songs. So, what would we play tonight to get things rolling here?
All right. You know what? I mentioned it. Now I want to hear it. Sticky Sweet, Motley Crue.
Okay. Now, when I was working with Motley Crue, I was thinking,
So, I was thinking they were going to call it Sticky Tees, but I said, no, Sticky Sweet. And they said, oh, great idea. So they changed it, and the rest is history. That's why I made Dr. Feelgood sell 6 million. That's on Dr. Feelgood, right?
Yes. And that's how it became a multi-billion seller, Dr. Feelgood, their best-selling record to this day.
Yeah, it's because I, Eddie Trunk, stepped in and made it happen.
My personal involvement allowed that record to go straight to the top.
You know, they were working on this song called She Goes Down, and I said, hey, why don't you start it with a zipper sound effect? And the rest is history. 6 million sold. Fucking Eddie.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a couple of songs where we're just going to do two song sets between, segments tonight. And then after Chris exits the building, I will stick around and play DJ for a little while and, you know, play your requests and all that kind of good stuff. So here's Motley Crue from their Dr. Feelgood release from 1989 with some Sticky Sweet exclusively here.
On your classic metal show.
The Classic Metal Show now has all of our videos on Spotify. Simply look up and subscribe to the CMS Network on Spotify, and you'll get the audio and video podcasts each day from the Classic Metal Show. It's never been easier to listen to Mealy and Chris. So simply open Spotify, subscribe to the CMS Network, and enjoy the Classic Metal Show every single day. Hail and kill.